off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Frank!
What?
How much longer?
3 hours.
Oh, my God. Can I watch what you're watching? Because the Wi-Fi is not strong enough for me to watch anything.
You should have downloaded movies, then.
I mean, I also have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's not good. Bathroom on a plane is busted.
What?
Yeah, but you can use the emergency can.
Where's the emergency can?
You're sitting on it.
What?
You just pull that cushion up and get that privacy screen over there. Is it a number one or a number two?
It's a number one.
Ah, let her rip. It's still gonna go out in the air anyway. Just keep on
flying. This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along Captain Dennis. Okay, so here's the story. We both meet in Atlanta. On our Delta flights. Dennis is delayed a little bit. We meet in the Sky Club. He was supposed to get there earlier than I, probably about 30, 40 minutes, and he ended up getting delayed about 20 minutes after I got there, which was around, I think I got there a little after 9, so about an hour in the Sky Club. It was closing at 10, I believe, something like that. Dennis shows up literally 5 minutes or 10, maybe 10 minutes before they're closing the Sky Club. Which, you know, I didn't care. I had already had my free drink and a little bit of food. I was golden. But I was like, sorry, suck it, loser. You know, but he's like, oh, I got a chance. Let me go grab something. Let me go. So we were like the last people out of the Sky Club. We had, another hour or so before we were able to board our flight to Milwaukee. But he got a drink. He got a little bit of food, but then they kicked us out, which it is what it is. And, you felt at least appeased enough, right, to get your drink?
Considering I hadn't eaten yet because right. I was planning on being in Atlanta, you know, at like, 6:30, 7 o'clock, and instead I roll in at 10.
Okay, so. One thing I didn't mention here at the beginning of this story of flying out to AirVenture is that Dennis booked first class all the way. I did not. I booked Economy Plus. And I got bumped up from Orlando to Atlanta to first class, which I was like, awesome. You know, just I had the status. They did that. But I didn't want to spring for first class on this trek. So Dennis had.
That was redeeming points. And it was so trivial to upgrade. I'm like, why wouldn't I? And then sure. I get to go, suck it, loser, if you're right. sitting in the back.
That's what he was planning to do for the whole trip, right?
And gloating
so,
a little.
Yeah. So he gets delayed. And, we got there. And we had plenty of time to catch our flight from Atlanta to Milwaukee. And I was flying Economy Plus. He was flying first class. Flight's on time. We're like, hey, we're going to get there pretty much normal this time. And I said, look, before we're getting ready to board our flight, I have a carry-on bag. He had just a backpack kind of thing, and he wasn't going to put his bag in the compartment above him. I said, hey, do you care if I throw my carry-on roller above you, and then I'll just grab it on my way, back through after you guys get off and I'm, back there in the cheap seats and it'll just be more convenient. I'll grab it. And he goes, yeah, just throw it above, my seat in first class and we'll do that. So sure enough, we board and I'm about like row 15. He's in like 4 and, boards is normal. I have an aisle seat. I'm kind of settling in, no problem. Things, pretty normal. And I'm sitting there, and the door closes, it hadn't closed. It was almost getting ready to close. And the ticket agent comes down the aisle, and about 2 or 3 rows in front of me, she hands a piece of paper to some lady. And I was like, uh-oh, what's going on here? This doesn't look good. And the lady just, has a paper and she's looking at her notebook or something. And she has a second one and she walks up to me and she gives me this piece of paper and turns around and walks away. And I'm like, uh-oh, what the hell did I do? And I'm looking at this and I'm like, it says, what? What is this? And 14C or something. And I look up and she turns around like, hey, what are you waiting on? Let's go. And I'm like, oh, crap. I didn't say crap. I said, now? She goes, yeah. And so I popped up and they upgraded me to first class right next to Dennis. So it was like, what is going on? This has never happened in a million years to me.
I mean, the odds of it, we were not booked on the same itinerary. We had booked our tickets independently. Mm-hmm. I had, you know, booked my flight in first, and you were, you know, banking on the upgrade. And for them to have the seat next to me be an open spot, that this was just, the universe was telling us something about this trip to Oshkosh.
It was, or Delta's been listening to our show over the last few years and all the bitching and finally said, hey, let's give this guy something to shut him up, for Christ's sakes.
You know,
I don't know.
I could have thought of better ways to do that, like actually, you know, call us up and arrange a Sky Club pub crawl or something like that. We could have, you know.
I don't know what happened. Like you said, it could just be the universe was decided to be nice to us for once. I don't know what to think by that, but it was awesome, and it was very odd too. It was kind of interesting too when the gate agent came up and gave me the new boarding pass, or I don't even know if it was a boarding pass, to be honest. It just had a piece of paper like 4C or something, and I'm like, what is this? She didn't say a word. She just gave it to me. And then I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, am I in trouble? And then she turns around as she was walking back up and like, come on, let's go. I was like, what? It was a very odd exchange. But I was tickled pink. And Dennis was a little annoyed because he was like, hey, well, I was supposed to be up here in first class to be able to tell Greg to suck it, loser. And he just got a first class upgrade and is sitting right here next to me. And I was like, well, hey, you know, my bag's up here. I probably shouldn't be that far away from it anyway. So, yeah, that is really, really strange. And I'd be interested to hear if anybody else has had that kind of situation happen to them. I've never heard of that happening to anyone that I know. Dennis, can you think of a time where anything remotely similar happened to you on any of your travels in the past?
Not at all, especially because you were looking at the standby list and you were like number 10 with like 5 seats open or something like that. So you were thinking that the chances of this upgrade even happening. Mm-hmm. So my guess is with the whole weather fiasco, because Atlanta was shut down for a couple hours, that's why I had to circle and divert to Tallahassee for extra gas. And so I'm guessing that other people maybe didn't make the connection to that Milwaukee flight, and suddenly there was more seats open and here we are. But
whatever happened,
it worked out well. And of course you took full advantage of it. Heck, hey, how would you like a bourbon and cream?
That's right. Buffalo Trace bourbon and cream, or Buffalo Trace cream on ice. That's what I said. Dennis, you got to have one of these. He's like, oh, hell yeah. And, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had, you know, I had booked an aisle seat, so maybe it was easy access to. I don't know, but man, what an awesome upgrade that was. Now coming back, we're on time, no upgrades. But look, I'm not complaining. I mean, I got to give Delta props, and I would love to think that they were listening and it's like, all right, these guys have been busting our balls over the last several years on this crap, so let's give them something to shut them up. I'll take it, you know, and I won't say another negative thing if you'll do it again. Just, you know, maybe 2 or 3 more times. No, I'm kidding, only slightly. But yeah, that made Air Venture an interesting experience in a much more positive way than it has over the last few years. They got us there and back, and they did it in style, or, you know, made the travel much more tolerable for yours truly. So I got to give them props. And they won me over at least for another year or two, I would say. That was probably that's the best upgrade I've ever had so far working with them over the years. Now, am I flying with them and spending crap loads of money with them? Yeah, probably. So it's about time I got a little payback every now and then. But hey, I'll take it. And if they could do that more often, I think everybody would be happy, but then I wouldn't get it. So I'm so conflicted, Dennis. Not really. I'll take it. It's all about me.
It's always been about you.
Yes. I mean, the truth is the truth. On that note, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Learning high again. Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.